Please chant everybody with me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Ya Bhishma Karna Guru Salla. Chamushu Adabhra Jo Bhishakarna Guru Shalla Chamush Shabdabhra Rajanna Barja Ratha Mandala Manditasu Rajanna Barja Ratha Mandala Manditasu Agre Chara Mama Vibho Ratha Jutha Panam. Agra Chara Mama Vibho Ratha Jutha Panam. Ayu Manansi Cha Drisha Saha Koja Archa Ayur Manansi Cha Drisha Saha Koja Archa Each line we read. Jo Bhishakarna Guru Shalla Chamush Shabdagra. Rajanna Barja Ratha Mandala Manditasu. Agre Chara Mama Vibho Ratha Jutha Pana. Ayur Manansi Cha Drisha Saha Koja Archa. Jo Bhishakarna Guru Shalla Chamsu Adharva. Rajanna Barja Rathamandala Manditasu. Agre Chara Mama Vibho Ratha Jutha Pana. Ayur Manansi Cha Drisha Saha Koja Archa. Jo Bhishakarna Guru Shalla Chamsu Adharva. Rajanna Barja Ratha Mandala Manditasu. अग्रे चरमव विभो रथ जूतपानाम् आयुर्मनांसि च दृशा सहोज आर्चत। प्लीज ट्राई। Mothers. It is he only, Bhishma, Bhishma, Karna, Karna, Guru, Dronacharya, Shalla, Shalla, Chamushu, in the midst of the military phalanx, Adavra, immense, Rajannabhaya, great royal princess, Rathamandala, chain of chariots, Manditasu, being decorated with Agrechara, going forward, মম অফ মাইন্ড বিভো ও গ্রেট কিং রথ যুথ পানা অল দি চ্যারিয়টিয়ার্স আয়ু ডিউরেশন অফ লাইফ অর ফ্রুটিটিভ অ্যাক্টিভিটিস মনাংসি mental upsurges here also drisha by glance saha power oja strength archa withdrew translation হম শীঘ্র শ্রীজিতপদ কমলাম শীঘ্র বৈষ্ণবান শিল্পম সাগজাত রঘুনাথানিতম তম সহিত সাধ্যম সাবধূত পরিজন সহিত কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য দেব শ্রীরাধা কৃষ্ণপাদান শ্রীবিশাখা তপ্ত কাঞ্চন গৌরাঙ্গী রাধে বৃন্দাবনেশ্বরী বিশ্বভানুসুতি দেব প্রণমামি বঞ্ছাকল্পতরুভ্য কৃপা সিন্ধু পতিতানাম পাবন বৈষ্ণব শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শ্রীবাসবি প্লিজ এভরিবডি হরে কৃষ্ণ
কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ হরে 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 রাম
ট্রান্সলেশন It was he only who withdrew the duration of life from everyone and who, in the battlefield, withdrew the speculative power, strength of enthusiasm from the great military phalanx made by the Kauravas, headed by Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Salla, etc. The arrangement was expert, more than adequate. But he, Lord Sri Krishna, while going forward, did all this. Please repeat after me. It was he only who withdrew the duration of life from everyone and who in the battlefield withdrew the speculative power and strength of enthusiasm from the great military phalanx made by Kauravas. Headed by Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Shalla, etc. Their arrangement was expert and more than adequate. But he, Lord Krishna, while going forward, did all this. Thank you. Papa. The Absolute Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, expands Himself by His plenary Paramatma portion in everyone's heart and thus He directs everyone in the matter of recollection, forgetfulness, knowledge, the absence of intelligence and all psychological activities. Gita 15:15. As the Supreme Lord, He can increase or decrease the duration of life of living being. Thus, the Lord conducted the battle of Kurukshetra according to His own plan. He wanted that battle to establish Yudhishthira as the emperor of the planet. And to facilitate this transcendental business, he killed all who were on the opposite party, by his omnipotent will, the other party was equipped with all military strength, supported by big generals like Bhishma, Drona, and Shalya, and it would have been physically impossible for Arjuna to win the battle had the Lord not helped him by every kind of tactic. Such tactics are generally followed by every statesman, even in modern warfare, but they are all done materially by powerful espionages, military tactics, diplomatic maneuvers. But because Arjuna was Lord's affectionate devotee, the Lord did all this himself without personal anxiety by Arjuna. That is the way of devotional service to the Lord. That is the way. So, Krishna is telling Arjuna one place. Nimittamartha bhavarjuna. What to speak of all these things? In 11th chapter we find Krishna is telling Arjuna, Vishwarupa is very... Most of the Indian you ask something about Bhagavad Gita, he will tell, he will find. One is most of them, this Vishwarupa he likes. But to the devotee is not that important, Vishwarupa. But there are important things there. The devotees, pure devotee find out from anything, the best thing. Prabhupada. Prabhupada is saying, Vishnu is telling Arjuna that Atava Bahunetena. What to speak of about my opulences to you? Just from a fraction of my energy, little, you see the whole creation, energy, all these things material you are seeing. It's nothing. Vishtabham Krishna Ekang Sena Eko Angsa Ena. Only by little of his energy, all this manifested. What to speak of his whole energy? Parashar, the great sage Parashar saying, who is God? Now God is everywhere, you see. Where is God? God is dead. We are God. Here is God, Krishna. How? Parashar means saying, who is God? Aishwaryasya samagrasya. He has complete wealth. Aishwaryasya samagrasya. Complete beauty. Complete power, complete renunciation, complete knowledge. What I omitted? Whatever, six. Who will tell? Complete fame. I didn't say, yeah? Thank you very much. He has got the complete. So he can do anything, and he's the supreme controller. There is a saying, not a blade of grass move without the sanction of the Lord. He is watching as a Paramatma within the heart of everybody. He's there. With everything, is the two verses saying, other places also there. Bhagavad Gita, you see one verse, Ishvara Sarva Bhuta Anam Hiddeshe Arjuna Tishtati. My dear Arjuna, the Lord is within the heart of everybody. Brahmayan Sarva Bhutani. Everybody is like in a machine. Three modes of material nature made of. Yeah? But this body is also sometimes called Ratha. Mind is also called Ratha. Mano Rathena Dhavato Bohi. Sometime I am sitting here, my mind might have gone somewhere else. Yeah? We may be staying here. We are all like a Ratha. This Ratha is many places mentioned in Upanishad and scripture. Common people simply know their ratha, their whatever may be, their vehicle. That we have got vehicle. Jagannath ratha is coming. That is our favorite. But there is subtle ratha also there. This body also one type of ratha. Means vehicle. That we have got other subtle ratha, mind. That is very fast. The moment I am sitting here thinking, I New York, Empire State Building, World Trade Center, whoosh, finish. Within a second, how fast? But who is sitting in the Radha? Radha is controlled by five horses, five senses. Stronger than that, the senses powerful, is mind. We cannot control mind. Common people cannot control even senses. They are like animal. Animal means, difference between animal and human being is, human being, if he likes, he can to some extent control his senses. But most of them are animal platform. Only there is some food there, fresh vegetables in the market. In India you see cows, and at once the vegetable, hut! We are also like that, but we know he will, hey, where is money? Give money and take it. We cannot control this. But devotee can. How? Sevan mukhe hi jivado. Now if you are thinking of Krishna now, devotee is in there, then mind doesn't go out of the places. But even mind is controlling the senses. Beyond mind is the intelligence there. That is the brittle is mind compared to who is holding the horses, all the senses. And beyond that is who is driving the chariot? Who is that? Driver. But ultimate driver is who? Krishna. We may be doing, we are all controlled by three senses. When Rukmini was called by Krishna, so many things, testing Rukmini, joking. Rukmini saying, I know in this world nobody is king. If there is any king, is there any controller? Anybody can tell what? Material controller is the three senses. Three modes of material nature. Three modes of material nature. And the senses. Who can tell I have control over senses? It's only devotee who controls senses. By how? By engaging in Krishna's service, by surrendering in Krishna's service. Here the best way, Arjuna, the great devotee, is seeing. He is doing it, he is seeing. And Krishna is saying, what you will fight? Tell me. You just become an instrument. You see, everything will be done. That means Krishna will do everything. Nimitta matta bhavarjuna. You just become an instrument. I will do everything. Get this thing done. And so Krishna has got a plan. So our duty is to surrender to Krishna. But nobody wants to surrender. Only devotee wants to surrender. So devotees always come out victorious. Yatra yogeshara Krishna yatta patta dhanudhara. Wherever there is this great devotee, like Arjuna, Priya. And wherever Krishna must be there, who devotee means always glorifying. Krishna, Arjuna is here glorifying. In feeling separation, and thereby meeting with also Krishna. When you glorify Krishna, Krishna also give the credit to the devotee. So, Arjuna's pure devotee's symptom is like this. Machitta madga. Hey! Not leaning in the wall. No, ghum yoga. This is bhakti yoga. No sleeping yoga, no. It's aparad. Excuse me. We require sometimes little tips, sometimes serious thing. Add some tips. Too much sweet, take something salty stuff. Good. Make it tasty. We have to do that. Sometimes, I don't mean harass himself. Even Krishna sometimes jokes with his devotee. So make it palatable. There is no, sometimes devotee and Krishna, pure devotee, no difference. So, nimitta matra bhaj. You just become an instrument to me. I will get everything done. You see, I have already killed them. You just do. You fight. You think? You'll find ultimately, you see, they all died. They're all, I'm devouring them. In Vishwarupa form, Krishna is showing what is going to happen. So devotee can see everything. There is feeling separation. Here Arjuna is giving all credit to Krishna. Can't be saying Arjuna is winning. But those intelligent, they know. Since Krishna is on his side, his well-wisher, he will win. Even Duryodhana took Duryodhana's side, some of the well-wisher of Duryodhana say, you cannot win. I forgot who. He told Duryodhana, don't fight with them. Because Krishna took their side, they will win. But Duryodhana is asura. So he doesn't. He is seeing Krishna, but he cannot see God. Pasmo, Bina Pasati. Kunti Devi, he can see. Because she is surrendered. Panchapandav is surrendered. They can see Krishna is God because they are surrendered. They just depend on Krishna. Even last one, 11th hour, they are in great distance. Ultimately they win. That is the devotee's case, always. And devotee sometimes lament, sometimes laugh here, but all the time give credit to God, Krishna. Here, in separation, Arjuna feeling separate. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaching us the same thing. Madhavendra Puri, same thing. All our acharya. Madhavendra is famous prayer. Oi, O Dina, the Adranatha, you are with the compassion for your devotee who feels bereft of you. But you have gone back to Mathura, the Bhajavasi is as if saying, maybe Radharani's word this is. Now you are the lord of the Mathura Vasi. You are not here. How can you see? Arjuna may not be exactly like that, but in feeling separation, we are also separated from Krishna for 8,400,000 species, forgotten Krishna. But some or other, Prabhupada remind us, or Krishna, within us, as a Paramatma, come back to ISKCON. Here is a movement. We can think of Krishna, talk about Krishna, how Krishna is great, you see. And Prabhupada reading Chaitanya Chaitamrita, pure devotee in the boat. And the wife saying, the captain, Swamiji, you didn't see, I saw the awesome form of the Atlantic Ocean. This is nothing. Prabhupada is getting sick. But life, Prabhupada is getting life simply reading about the Lord from Chaitanya Chaitanya. Glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his pastime. We are also getting it. If we are devotee, we realize this thing. I don't know how to preach. But let me say what you understand. Arjuna, a great devotee, giving all the credit to Krishna. He thinks, I am nothing. Because of Krishna, we are winning every time. So Prabhupada also giving credit to his guru after Krishna. I went penniless. I was little sincere. I was little seriously took the words of my guru. He has sent you all wonderful boys and girls. I have never seen you. Neither knew you. Did you see me? Did you know me? This is all arranged by Krishna. This is all arranged by the Lord, my Guru Maharaj. He sent you to you all. And you have got a little footing now. He is giving all the credit, remembering. His Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire has to be fulfilled. And Chaitanya was getting things done. He is simply purpose, I am just instrument. My dear Lord, this is in New York City. This is full of passion and ignorance. At night, car going. Who will listen Harikatha? They will listen. More of passion in them. But if you want, you can bring such words from my lips, they will be enchanted by your words. And they will also start chanting. And Prabhupada saying, why they? Even people now saying, one old man, playing midanga in real part of the world is vibrating whole world. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. Are we feeling that separation from Krishna? Like Arjuna, like Radharani. What to speak of Radharani? Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Brijabasi. The gopis, same thing. Goswami Prabhupada said, learn from the Goswami. What you are doing? How you will become successful? Learn from the Goswami. That Prabhupada is teaching. That Prabhupada is teaching. Some are learning, so they are doing wonderful service, making so many devotees, making advancement. We have got a chance, knocking at the door, giving us the chance, ISKCON, Prabhupada. If we take it, we can feel like this. How Prabhupada did, Prabhupada gave credit to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna. He separated by time, he cannot see all temples there, that there will be a wonderful temple here. You do, and you get the credit. There is a nice, between devotee and Krishna, exchange. This is the sweetness of Krishna consciousness. The devotee is surrendering to Krishna, and Krishna is thinking, how I can serve him, give him pleasure. And devotee is thinking, how can I give highest pleasure to Krishna? This sweetness, outside there is a non-devotee, he cannot relish, but the devotee can relish. So, though Arjuna is saying this, feeling separation, within, sometimes he enjoys. Feel the presence of Krishna. As the Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba feels when talking with Uddhav, wonderful that Srimad Bhagavatam that they are, Uddhav Sandesh. Krishna sent, Krishna is feeling. The Brajavasis are feeling almost going to die. They're thinking any moment Krishna is coming. That is why only they are living. And Krishna feels, though the greatest devotee, Rukmini Devi, Satyabhama, they are so much serving. Not let the even the servant, maid servant serve. They go. But still Krishna in a dream. Mother Yashoda, Lalita, what? Because their greatest devotee. They are almost dying, feeling separation. This is our Gaudiya. This is our Acharya's mood, feeling separation. And then uniting with Krishna. So the Uddhava is saying, I see, the way you think of Krishna, Uddhava is saying, Nanda Baba, Mother Yashoda, whole, from afternoon till evening, night, whole night pass, they are not conscious. Night pass, other gopis are coming with lamp to see Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, greatest devotee. They are not conscious, the night already passed. This is duty. And Uddhava is saying, the way you are saying, when we will have any opportunity, let's see Krishna's beautiful face, does he ever think of us? Like that, he's saying, his mother and father, now he is married, he has got son, he has got his wife, palace, he is absorbed in his royal activity, does he ever find time to think of us? Ever think of coming, planning? The way he's talking, we still go to Jamuna, bank of Jamuna, under Kadamba tree, under the foothills of Govardhan, and still see the footprints, remember what he did. He swallowed all the fire, saved us. It is he who saved us from the wrath of Indra, lifting Govardhan hill. It is he saved us from this Asura. It is he who saved us from Kaliya. It is all he. Again here also. It is he only. This is the sweet exchange between you. This is sweetness of Krishna consciousness. It's called Chittatta, a world of consciousness. The spiritual world, everything is conscious. Somebody asked Prabhupada, this Vrindavan is a replica of the spiritual world. So here everything, this dust is concerned. Yeah. How? You take a grain of dust, it can fulfill your desire. Will that do to any other place? The dust, so devotee, take the dust and carry with thee Nitananda Dham, Mayapur Dham, Vrindavan, Ajodha, Dharaka, and devotee put on his head, give others. Some of them even eat it. Gaur Kishodas Bhavati would eat. But we shouldn't copy. We must acquire adhikar, eligibility. Not like that. Otherwise, Gaur Kishodas Bhavati won't tell. What? Somebody in that part of Navadvip, he bought some land to live here? Why? You cannot buy, I know, a grain of a dust of the Dham with all the wealth of the universe. Are you in that platform? But you know must be truth, because he's our acharya, he realized. We are so fortunate. We are giving all this chance to remember all these things. And Krishna will reciprocate. Krishna will reveal, look, the spiritual world. I open the curtain. Prabhupada said, I give you Krishna book. Open the pages. Here is the window of the spiritual world. Now see how they are exchanged. Every day we can see the spiritual world. Provide you have a pure heart, and then Krishna reciprocates. Krishna did this, Krishna did this. It is Krishna did, it is Krishna did. It is Mahaprabhu did, Nityananda did. Weeping, Haridas Thakur, Kazi's man. And nothing happens to Haridas Thakur. And later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, who took it? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took all this weeping. Lashes. So, is it devotee can understand this? Outside, I heard it. He's doubtful. Sangshaya Atta Vinasyati. Duryodhana. He has doubt. Sangshaya Atta, one is doubtful. Krishna, no. Nahum Prakash Sarvas, I don't reveal to him. Reveal to whom? Shevan Mukhe Hujivado, who is eager to serve, who is eager to listen, who is eager to glorify Krishna. In a submissive attitude, Susu, Suddhadhanasa. Then he develops Vasudeva Katharji. He drinks through the ear Krishna Katha, and he develops test. It's a nectar, pizza of the spiritual world. Whatever. So he's telling all these things, all giving credit to Krishna. The devotees can feel, not I am leading, I am giving lecture. Prabhupada says, all Krishna doing all these things. Krishna is telling, why are you afraid? You're getting sick. No, I'm the captain. I control everything. Krishna comes in a dream to Prabhupada. So if somebody sees in a dream, Krishna or the deity must be fortunate. Some devotee must be seeing. Yeah? Ekono sei lila kore gaur rai. Kono kono bhagyavan. Dekhibare pai. Somebody is fortunate. He realizes all these things. He has experience. A dream coming. Krishna. He knows her, or his eagerness to serve Krishna, Radharani, as long as they come. They come. To Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Rupa Goswami want to feed great devotee Sanatana Goswami with sweet rice. And Sanatana Goswami tastes like nectar. Where did you get this milk? Where did you get this rice? Now one little girl came. What? Who is that little girl? When they came? And Brajavasi. No, it is not Brajavasi. You are taking service from Radharani. When that day will come, we will be fortunate. Madhavendra Puri is doing japa. And Krishna comes as a cowherd boy. Little, Baba, take this milk. And became drowsy. Again that boy comes, hey, I'm waiting for you, Madhavendra. So that you can serve me. I want service from you. It's a nice exchange between devotee and Krishna. And it's so relishable. Outsider cannot see. Owl cannot see the sun. So though it is manifest, his big eyes, you can't see. You can't see. But devotee can. Why? Sevan mukhihi jivan. He wants to serve Krishna. Eager to serve. Krishna is also eager to reveal. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this bhakti is bhakti rasam mrita sindhu. The rasa. Rasa means which gives you, which you can relish. Relish rasa. That which is relishable. Mother feeding son, she enjoys. And son also enjoys. Seeing son, seeing servant is serving him, he relishes. Then he also does something for his servant, and servant relishes. But those who are here like a crow, they go to rubbish. But the swan, cuckoo, eats sweet mango, alpha hanso. And he said, cuckoo. We are hearing cuckoo here. And the cuckoo is saying, go nitai, go nitai. But Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying, acharyas, they can. Maybe we can be eager when we will become eligible. Here, the Arjuna is always saying, lamenting. You can see how Krishna is withdrawing the strength of Bhishma and all these things. He could have been, Bhishma is like a big whale, and Arjuna is like a little fish. Bhishma alone can both parties finish. Bhishma is such a big hero. Bhishma, Dronacharya, Kripacharya, Arjuna alone, but on his side is Krishna. He can undo and do whatever he likes. He can make something impossible into possible. What is possible, he can make it impossible. That is called God. So Arjuna make friendship with him. That is, whether he takes up arm or not, simply being his well-wisher, he will win. So we simply have to make Krishna our well-wisher. How? By serving him. That is what Prabhupada wants us. Serving attitude. Prabhupada said, bhakti means devotional service. Anybody comes to ISKCON, he said, what service you can do for Krishna? What service? Distribute book. Because nachatasmat manusyesu kasit me priyakritam. Nobody is so dear to Krishna than one who bring other to Krishna consciousness. And that is the devotees. What is the This is a preaching movement. What is the perfection of preaching? How many devotees you are making? How many bhakta you are making? How many people you are bringing to Krishna consciousness? This is our movement. I don't know what to speak about this, because I find more or less every verse is saying the same thing. Krishna, he is giving credit to Krishna. In feeling separation, he is telling that. All credit. I don't know if the proper word is adoring, utilizing, or glorifying. Which one is suitable? I don't know. The distinction between all these words, I don't know. There must be subtle, different shades of meaning. Adoring, shall I say? Adoring Krishna. Adoring. Adore, adore. Prabhupada is saying, adore, adore. This guru. So, ultimate guru is Krishna. Adore. Adoring. Adore. We adore Prabhupada. Prabhupada is speaking Harikatha. One shouldn't sleep. Of course, here, some fellow. It is said, one guy, Krishna is all auspicious. But how it works, you see. Usually one shouldn't fall asleep. One guy is good for him. Nagan, everybody is listening eagerly. The one guy is there, he fell asleep. I don't mean him. Then Prabhupada didn't say anything. Then he came to Prabhupada with a fat, big check. Please, early days. Prabhupada said, thank you. He said, I have been for many, many years taking so many medicine. Nothing happened. I am suffering from insomnia. I think he said, sleeplessness. He can't sleep. But this is the first time I am sleeping. How? Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. You see, it works both ways. Because Krishna, Hari Katha, and Hari is non-divine. Hari is good for him indeed. Unless he sleeps. He is sleeping. How it works? How it works? It works both ways. Both ways. But he is waking up in Krishna consciousness. Doesn't necessarily have to mean he has to open his eyes. So he wake up, so he is serving Krishna. Krishna is awakening his Krishna consciousness, which is sleeping. But externally, physically, it looks like he is sleeping. But he is waking up to Krishna consciousness. So nice. Huh? So nice. Here, you can see, Arjuna is saying, actually he is serving. He is doing devotional service. And we are saying this, we are doing devotional service by hearing and glorifying. Yeah? Hey, this is the time almost over. So that is why Prabhupada, bottom line, what he is saying, that is the way of devotional service to the Lord. So I will say, that is the way of devotional service. What the scholars say? Is that okay to say all this? I don't know whether this is relevant. But Prabhupada says, say something glorifying Krishna. You don't know anything. We are not scholars. We can't tell like Prabhupada. Neither realize so, but we can repeat. Because preaching means glorify Krishna. But there is no doubt. Don't say something wrong. But tell. Glorifying Krishna, that is preaching. So Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, see what he has written. Shall I publish or not? See how many times he wrote. I look, so many sentences he used the word Krishna. So somebody will be reading Krishna. All right, print it. This is good preaching. So we may be scholar, may not be scholar. We may write in Siddhanta or not, but at least we can glorify Krishna. Krishna's name, Krishna's form, Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastime, service to Krishna, and his pure devotee, that is preaching. If that develops, attachment to Krishna's name, form, beauty, pastime is down, of course we are attached to so many things, prasad. But this is high class. Service to Krishna. Making bhakta, what Maharaj has to say. Am I right or wrong? What the others say, pure bhaktas, in touch with Krishna. The same. Some is watching. Anyway, I read again. It was he only who withdrew the duration of life from everyone, who in the battlefield withdrew the speculative power and strength of enthusiasm from the great military flanks. Who by the one place says, Srimad Bhagavatam, like a whale, big. And Arjuna is like a small fish. He can swallow. But Krishna is on his side. The whale cannot do. Who is that whale? Like Kaurava, headed by Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Shalla. That arrangement was expert, more than adequate. But he, Sri Krishna, while going forward, did all this. Devotee, give credit to Krishna. So we give credit to Krishna. Prabhupada gives credit to Krishna. His Guru. Tadera Charana Sevi Bhakta Saneva. Work under devotees. Experienced senior devotees. Give him all credit. You also one day become, then give him credit. And Krishna is also pleased. His Bhakta is glorified. Kholavacha Siddhar. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, call others. Everybody think Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I'll go to Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself goes to Kholavacha, Siddhar Thakur. Haridas Thakur cannot go, or Rup Sanatan, towards the Jagannath temple. And Moving Jagannath, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes taking prasad to Haridas Thakur. It's nice reciprocation, sweet. And Kholavacha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where is Khola? Siddhar, call him, bring him from that where our Jagannath Mandir is. Where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is? Siddharangan. You can see, it was Mahaprabhu's place, it was there. These guys, from there they will go, so far, brought Siddhar. Siddhar, what do you want? You want the post of Indra? You want Mukti? You want Astasiddhi? Everybody, those are doing practice yoga or Surya, they're mad after this Astasiddhi. Nothing. What do you want? I want that little boy come to the village and have a tug or war with me, holding some vegetable, maybe, say, banana flower, or a squash, which is like a mess, you know. How much is the price? Little Nimai knows the price is, this Sridhar will speak only the truth. He won't lie. Tell the exact price he will tell. He is a very poor man, play banana leaves, squash. How much is it? This much. And he will also bargain. You know, India bargaining. Somebody say, rickshawala, 15 rupees, I will give you 7 rupees. Half. What? Boy. So, he is having some fun with him, teasing him. No, I can't. At some point, okay. Then when he is taking out, then he say, give me the price. Give you after a few days. I want that again and again. This is very sweet face of Nimai. He saw the same Nimai now become Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, I want that. That is the blessing I want. Okay. You glorify me then. I am an illiterate person. I don't know ABC. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered him. You are Ram. You came as Matsa. You came as Kurma Avatar. You made of tortoise, you made of Nrisimha, you came as Parshuram, you started glorifying. In nice verses. And there is a Vrindavan Das Thakur writing. Puri Das just sucked little toe. Sivananda Sen's son, somebody I forgot. One of the Mahaprabhu has said, later on, he's asking, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna chant. He said, I made so many persons chant and this little boy is not chanting. Ramananda said, maybe there is some reason. Suddenly, one day, he told one verse, Sanskrit verse, 5-year-old, small little boy, some Sanskrit verse he's composing first time. Then he became Kobi Karnapur, writing Ananda Bindavan Champu. Very nice. Each verse, each word have so many meaning, glorifying Vrindavan. It means this, it means that. If you put it this way, it means this. Wonderful. He says, more pastime of Krishna in Vrindavan. Right? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when he is born, give him this name, Puri Das. He is sucking Mahaprabhu's toe. Later on, the Goswamis gave him the name, Kobi Karnapur. Excuse me. Any comment? Maybe I am out of context. But I am saying all Krishna or God is giving, empowering. They gave the credit to you. This is what I mean to say. My point is.
Question, Maharaj. Are you talking about separation?
Yeah. He's right.
So how can we, unless you have a perfection or love
for Krishna, I find Prabhupada, again, many lectures, he said that you have to feel separation from Krishna. More than that, how? I don't know. Well, I can say only this thing. I don't know whether I am right. Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur said, if father has to teach son to love father and mother, it's a bit too much. They should know. I think I will say this sort of answer. We should know, is he not our father, Krishna? We have to ask ourselves. Is it now present father is my father, mother? Real father is so many, 8,400,000 species. It's a matter of experience, I think. You can feel, except Krishna, nobody is our friend. Except our Acharya. We have to have some realization. Otherwise, how can you stick to this movement? What Maharaj say? Otherwise, Maharaj has got to say. Is it my father, mother, my money is saving me? Or my friend? Or Krishna is saving? Who is in this movement long time, must have many experiences. Which shows, it is not my money, it is not my father, mother. Is saving me from so many danger. Someone else, who is that unseen person, which cannot be seen with material vision? That is Krishna. No? Yes? Yes. I can only say this. What Maharaj has to say? Bhagavad Gita says, as long as you are feeling separation from your so-called, which you are attached to things, how can your separation, feeling of separation become strong? If you have got feel separation, something else, which is your sense object, so many things, as long as it is there, it can be strong. It is just like a balance. If one side is heavy, another side must be light. If other side becomes heavy, and that side becomes wrong. Prabhupada told one way, feeling, not put separation, let put it prem, love of Godhead, far away, as long as you are attached to your sense object. When you forget, and you cry, Krishna, I want this, and you forget your, which you are attached to your sense object, then, yes. I don't feel like this thing, enjoying this my sense object. Then you cry, I want you, cry for Krishna. I can only answer this. I don't know whether roundabout way it is right or wrong. Feeling, it sounds good. Feeling separation from devotee, if it is strong, then gradually feeling separation from Krishna and devotee, non-divine, in one sense. Yes? But what Prabhupada says to one of his disciples, that I say, as long as you are attached to your sense object, there is no question of love of God. When love of God means, you forget your sense object of your gross body and a subtle mind, then, yes, love of God. Love of God means feeling. But theoretically, in order to have, we can discuss. I am not saying we have, we are discussing it. I agree with him. Yeah. Prabhupada said, you may not have Adhikar, 10th canto, but still you can go through. You can have lobe. He was in that state. When the day will come, I will become like this, little bit. You can little bit like that, at least one day. What to do for that? Krishna may give us intelligence. I can think of that. Yeah. We? Hankering for shelter. How does it sound to you? Are you crying? Is it natural cry or just? I don't think as long as your attachment, there, sense object, I don't think you are crying from the core of our heart. Because I know bhakti relates to heart. In most cases, if we are in a bodily platform, and think I am this body, I am man, I am woman, I don't know, from the core of our heart, will we cry? We are attached to bodily sense objects. Same thing it comes out in roundabout way. We know I am Swarup, I am eternal. I am part and parcel, I am a spirit soul, I don't belong to this world. I belong to the spiritual, I should be with Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, helping, milking cows. Or playing with Sudama, Siddham, Sudham, Vasudham, Arjun, and rolling on the ground of dust of Vrindavan. Playing hide and seek with Krishna and cowherd boys. And stealing butter or whatever. When that day will come? Prabhupada in a poem writing? Or play with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Ganga, pulling somebody by the leg, hey, who's that guy? Somebody, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surface in the water, so nice. But they like it, they complain to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's father, or say, don't rebuke him, we like your son. I couldn't hear. Louder, please. Any? No?
If a devotee already is Krishna, like most of our acharyas, they can feel Krishna, they can smell Krishna, they can touch Krishna.
Yeah.
How they still...
Nobody here. Everybody has to hear, no?
How they can still cultivate this mode of separation if they already,
your material argument, this is not a matter, this is the not material thing. This is spiritual. She is saying, if the great devotees can smell, feel the presence of Krishna, how can they feel preparation? This is material way of thinking. Krishna's name, when somebody is chanting the great devotee, it is a spurti, there is a manifestation of Krishna's form, beauty, pastime, come. And if it is not comes to us, we cannot judge it for our material experience or spiritual experience. We cannot. I can't. How we are judging from the jackfruit tree, jackfruit comes. But in the spiritual world, jackfruit tree, mango can come to us. How can you think? So we cannot think of. I will put it this way. He Maharaj, what do you say? She is saying, if the great acharyas can smell or feel the presence of Krishna, how can they say we are feeling separation? There is separation in union, there is no difference. When they are feeling separation, at heart they are feeling union. That is what Buddha says. You are talking about where Krishna is, his beautiful face. You are so absorbed as if you are feeling exactly now Krishna is sitting. It is quite possible. Devotees reading Prabhupada's book sometimes feel that they are just Prabhupada is sitting. Some devotees say, yes or no? Yeah? Seem hesitant. Also, suppose if somebody likes another person, he's absorbing his thought, he's almost with him, isn't it? Maybe not be physically, you see. Isn't it? Don't the writers say that? Suppose you are absorbed in somebody's thought, whatever you are doing, you love somebody, you love it, always mind. Whatever you see, it's good. Like his dress, his color. That means he's always, he's with him more or less. Even in a dream, he may not be physically present, but you see the reaction. He cries, laughs, isn't he? Actually, is he there? No. These things are very subtle. You're talking about subtle things. And this is transcendental. How you can think of the way you said, think of, but Gopal Bhatta Goswami is a devotee. We are trying to be devotee, not pure devotee. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami thinking, my dear Lord, people are giving so much, there are so many things, ornament, this, that, but you don't have a form so that I can dress you, I can put some crown nicely, this, that. And next morning he said, hey, one of my Narayan Sila is missing. And suddenly he saw, instead, there is a nice, beautiful form, Radharaman. And he looked very carefully and saw that one of these Narayan Sila has got mouth, you know, Narayana Shila sometimes had got mouth, and it's there on the backside. That means that Narayana Shila, Narayana, turned into beautiful form of Radha Raman. You still can see. Go there. So if you go by material argument, as you say, how you, what should I say? How you agree? How you see how it is possible? A material, is that possible? Huh? Can I say like that? With material experience, it is not possible. How is it possible? How is it possible Sakshi Gopal going, giving Sakshi, witness, walking? How this? This is achinta, inconceivable. It is inconceivable. But devotee, for devotee it is possible. We have to become devotee. Unless we relish in Krishna consciousness, we cannot stick for a long time. Unless somebody had a higher taste, rasabhajam rasikyasya, param drishta nivartate. Unless he has got param drishta, something beyond what material nature I am seeing, experiencing, one cannot stick to Krishna consciousness. Why are you saying? He only sees something, relish something higher. Just very gross something I am telling. Simply eating prasad day by day, devotee can stay? No. You have been there a long time, and the movement, you will find you have got so many experiences you cannot think of in the material life. Am I right or wrong, Maharaj? Hmm? Yeah? Does it make sense? No? Yes? I don't know. Some enlightened soul can say something. Perhaps. You are a little boy in front of father. Father gone, we just like father what says, we just repeat. Like father, like son. I'm saying. Say this, Ram, Ram, Krishna, Krishna. When father is outside, say, Ram, Krishna. Like father, like son, Bap ka beta in Hindi they say. What father taught you, the boy, son say. He one day he become father and he teaches son same thing. Same thing, in a different way maybe. Maybe same wine in a new bottle. Same nectar. Same thing cooking, but different person, they say. This is another thing. The same, different, change it. Any comment? No? Yes? No? Right. What the wise men say? No? You see, read the verse. It was he only, you see, emphasize, who withdrew the duration of life from everyone, and who in the battlefield withdrew the speculative power, strength of enthusiasm from the great military ranks. Made by the Kauravas, headed by Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Salla. If doctor said, oh, I'll bring him back to memory. Medicine is not working. Sometimes working. They don't know how. But here Krishna is saying, Sadvasya Chaham Hidhishani Mushta, I am within the heart of anybody. I made him remember. I made him forget. I gave him knowledge. I withdraw. Why? Tesham Sadhata Yuktanam, because he is always serving me. Bhajatam Pritiku, with love and devotion, is serving me. Dadami Buddhi, I give him intelligence. So somebody said, Prabhupada, and when I am confused, what to do? I said, chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. At once. Hear what your heart say. Krishna is within the heart. Do this. But are you surrendered? As much as you are surrendered, accordingly you see and hear what Krishna is whispering, Paramatma. Do like this. But you are not surrendered, or what quality of sign, don't know, and accordingly you hear. Something wrong, isn't it? Something, not hearing properly. Something wrong. Something wrong in surrender. Not properly here. different person here, different, the surrendering is different. So Prabhupada says, chant Hare Krishna. If you are surrendered, then Krishna will give you intelligence, depending on your quality of surrender. Je jathamam pavadante. Then we should ask ourselves, what sort of surrender I am there? Do we? Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, you surrender. There are 6 points of surrender. Then Brajendranandan will hear and respond. We can ask ourselves, why he is responding to one question and to different person, different? Because you are different type of surrender, do it. Our quality of surrender is not same. So different person, same. So we should ask ourselves. I ask somebody, what does it mean, ask ourselves? Yes. A philosopher says, ask yourself. Ask yourself. We can ask ourselves. No? Yes. No? Am I surrendered? Or I am just challenging Krishna? Am I favorable to Krishna, what is saying? Or not? No, we can do that. Outside we can pretend. But Krishna, we should go with open heart. No, I am Naskal number one. I am pretender. Tell, frankly. And Krishna knows. And father knows. Whether son, mother knows, this guy is rascal number one. Hey, you tell the truth. You tell truth and you reciprocate properly. And nonsense, then be careful. No? Yes? Doesn't say anything. Am I Maharaj? Right? Maharaj. Respond. Respond. Maharaj, give smile. It's good. Devotee means always smile. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Can we cheat Guru? You cannot cheat Sadguru. Am I right or wrong? Yeah? Maharaj, you can cheat Sadguru? No, Sadguru is non-different from Krishna. In one sense. He is representative of Krishna. Guru is not completely, sometimes maybe, but Krishna will tell him. Huh? It is danger to have Sadguru. If you are a dangerous lady, yes? A dangerous lady. Then, no? Thik bolchi. Tumi hascho. Thik bolchi. Na? Don't play with fire. There is a saying, don't play with fire. Maharaj, I am right? Don't play with fire. Cheating Sadguru is playing with fire. No? One should be very serious dealing with Guru. Because Guru, Sadguru, same thing. But I don't like to get into this because it's an institution. And you have to select somebody. Best use of the bad bargain. Yes? This is out of context. Why you ask this question? Maharaj, any comment? Any other person, old devotee, comment? Devotee? No? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare
Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, Jai Sakala Bipad. All problem is solved. Simply by saying. Bhakti Vinod Varendra Kunna. When you chant Hare Krishna, because all the birds are sitting you, birds fly away. And here in Mayapur, there is a big gong. And there, dung, dung, dung. No. Instead of dung, dung, we are not dung, dung. We are Chari Krishna. rice prasadam. Nice, delicious, rasa. Anybody, Rashik? Krishna is called Rashika. And this Rashika is giving rasa. Maharaj. Devotee. I don't know whether it's lady first or bhakta first. Or anybody, first come, first serve. Ladu. Huh? But one. I don't know how many there. Maybe I make half. Huh?
No? They give it to somebody else.
Give it to others. She is yogini, seems like. She is yogini. Bring it out. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Sorry. Sadhu Seva. No? Hare Krishna. Hare Rama. Please sponsoring. Prasad. No? Giving this prasad. Sponsoring. Or whatever. Blessing. To the bhaktin, to bhaktin giving. I am simply the instrument.
Who is this? Who is this?
The Prabhupada said during the 60s we should cry like a child.
Yeah. But
so that was in the very beginning.
Yeah. Suppose somebody is living very so much enjoyment. I don't know how much time we will be for crying.
It was in the 60s when we were all really near five. Yeah, yeah. Was telling us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Prabhupada told one of his disciples like that. He both understand, read his mind. And he said, as long as you have got thinking on what time I am going to eat, what I am going to eat, sense of palatable. So what to speak of thinking of, feeling separation? Maybe sometime. Yeah. Yeah. How to? Yeah. Anybody? Yeah. How many are crying? Tell me. Maybe sometime, just like sometimes somebody cries, sometimes laughs. You got? You take again. সবাই নিয়েছে না নিয়ে যাও শেষ হয়ে যাচ্ছে হাউ ইজ হি ডক্টর হোয়াট ইজ সেইং হাউ ইজ লেগ দ্যাটস ওয়াই আই ডোন্ট গো টু জগন্নাথপুরি সামটাইম ইফ মসকিটো বাইটস আই ওয়াক ওভার দে সেড ইউ ওয়াক ওভার সো মেনি স্ট্রিটস জগন্নাথ প্রসাদ দেন ইউ ক্যান হ্যাভ অল দিস আই ডোন্ট ওয়ান্ট দ্যাট হি সাফার্স More. They say that the Goswamis, they are giving, getting full up. I think you finish. Still, I think is there. Still more there. Devotee is chewing. A great sage. Devotee. There was a great sage. I like him. Many people like him. Very much. Very pure. Who has got it back? Merci beaucoup. Kagdela. Haraso. Kagdela. That's what I got. Hang on. What's that?
Understand then when Prabhupada says like child crying for mother, how we have to understand?
I think it can be done artificially if we feel helpless sometimes. There is a saying, Tulsidas said, when somebody is happy, then he, where is the question of crying? But when he is in distress, he cries. So if when he feels distress, then from the core of our heart say, Krishna, help! There is nobody can help. But I think my money can help, my other friends can help. Naturally, I don't know whether from the core of my heart I will cry. This is what I understand. Does it sound okay?
So it's just the same.
Let us give you an example. Once, in Bakura, yesterday, he was there for 2 days, one guy means, ISKCON's initiated devotee, he came to see me. I say, you know that story? When I was a little boy, I used to go to the temple in Calcutta. The deity is there. It's called Madan Mohan. So there is a famous deity, Madan Mohan, in Birbhum, in Bakura, Vishnupur. Still the deity is there, Madan Mohan. Some say it is the real one, that one. Some say in Calcutta. Calcutta one, some devotee, local Calcutta devotee used to go of ISKCON. So here that devotee said that the king one day saw the big, some other parts of India, the guys came, they are like thugs. They take away everything from other kingdom. They came from Orissa, Andhra, came to Bengal. He hasn't got army to fight. So he's praying to Madan Mohan. He don't know what to do. Okay. Then later on, after some time, he heard the big guns, roaring big gun, boom, boom, boom. Who is doing this? Those guns are still there, big guns. One of them there, Dal Madal. If you go to Birbhum, Vishnupur, you'll see that one of the guns. But that is government wrote that this gun was used to repulse the attack of Maratha, Maharashtrian came one time to attack Bengal. They are entering through that because that is the way to come, that side. Again. Then Krishna, the king thought, who is using that big gun? Then then Pujari came and said, I prayed to the Madan Mohan. So what happened? He said, Madan Mohan disappeared. Really? Look, everywhere looking. Then again one time, they went to the deity, Madan Mohan, sir. Pujari said, Madan Mohan is here now. Oh, really? Then that is over. The soldiers have all gone, Maharashtrian. The gun is there. And when he went there, the Pujari says, I find, the king also heard the Madan Mohan's body, the gunpowder, it's smelling his body. Then you understand, the Madan Mohan himself went there to use the gun. Boom, 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 boom. I went there, you go to any time, there's a tourist spot, a nice temple there, a Krishna temple in Bakura, Vishnupur district. Many tourists go to see the architecture of Bengal, Radha Krishna temple. Madan Mohan is still there. And Calcutta, sometimes they are exchanged. And the king is once thinking, which one is real Madan Mohan? Then Madan Mohan came in a dream. It is his, but there's something happened with local people. He said, you see there, among the two deities, you say, which one is perspiring? You see, this one is me, original. The king then took, he said, out of these two, I want that one. He took it. He said, so some say the real Madan Mohan is there in Vishnupur, still. And the gun is there, one of the gun there. Another gun, some say there may be nearby some lake it is there. It's very heavy, they can't lift it. Maybe deep down. But one of the gun there, government wrote, that cannon. You put fire, boom, boom, thousands of people. And they don't know who did it. And they found from the body of Madan Mohan, he's smelling all the gunpowder. That means he went there. Same Jagannath did once. Jagannath and Baladev. When king of Kanchi, he said, oh, what is Jagannath Puri's king? He is like a sweeper, sweeping in front of Jagannath. Huh? I don't give my daughter to him. The Jagannath, the Puri's king, he was once repulsed by the other king. Then he went to Jagannath. Lord Jagannath, what happened? Why? I am defeated. I do your sweeping and this is glorious, I think. and I am repulsed, I couldn't win. Then Jagannath said, dear me, say, most probably, you didn't, before you went to the battle, did you take my permission? Did you came to me to ask for permission? Anyway, he is crying. Okay, you go. He went there. Then later on, one yogurt selling lady of Jagannath Puri, she is going, she lives on selling yogurt, earn her living. She is going, she saw two white horse, one may be black, and there are two prince going in a beautiful looking. So, and suddenly the prince said, I am hungry. What do you have got? He said, I am selling yogurt. Give us. And he's going, oh, I am poor man, we live on this, give something. He gave his ring, the two prince. Then later on, they came to know that Jagannath Puri is the king. They actually, there was a fight. Then Jagannath Puri's king also went to the Kanchipuram and took the princess of the king. He was defeated. But he didn't defeat. He came to know somebody else repulsed them. The king went and brought back. Actually, what happened is, later on he came to know the Jagannath Puri's, in detail the incident is, Puri's Panda suddenly found Jagannath's ring is missing and Baladev's. They published this thing, let everybody know this. Suddenly they found out, because he's so valuable, the people came to know, she is a very poor lady, they come to see her, they bought her, then kept her captive behind the bar. Then again they saw in a dream, king, that you kept my great devotee? That he is my devotee, she is. Great devotee. I gave her the ring, my. Oh, I see. What shall I do? The Panda has taken her, put her 50 and put back again the ring. Okay. Anyway, treat her nicely. Then she was given some land so that they can always offer yogurt to Jagannath. Jagannath, you still now come from their family lineage. And Jagannath, most probably, king gave them some land. They can live in divine generation. So, and she was released with some respect and properly treated nicely by the, asked for forgiveness by all the Pandas. You are a great devotee. Jagannath took yogurt from you and you are. So this is happening still now. But maybe devotee may not tell everything. Because Krishna may not do it. So later on they say, don't tell. Later may record the net other on. Other letter, later on this comes out, comes to light. And there's so many stories. In Jagannath's story, so many like that. Jagannath stealing jackfruit. Later on it comes. So what is the time? We should go now. What is there? Anything? Yeah. All distributed. Thank you very much. Yes. No, better need.
How can we develop more eagerness to
cry for Krishna? Prabhupada said, everything is my book. That is the answer. You have to look for. Krishna is within the heart, he said. Gandhi says, I have got a problem, I can't solve. I'm turning the page of Bhagavad Gita, take the shelter. Bhagavad Gita, I mean Krishna. I see a silver lining. This is the hope. This will solve the problem. And start solve the problem. This is the same answer I give. Krishna and Bhagavad Gita are non-defined. If you surrender, look and you'll find answer, Prabhupada's book. I can tell that. I may not know, but I know this. And I believe. I believe. If this does not work, that I said to her, what is that? According to your surrender, Krishna, chant Hare Krishna. I tell you another story. Time is short. Any problem, Prabhupada said, go in front of the deity. Deity is not marble wood, it is Krishna standing. Do you believe? Chant in front of the deity. This name is Krishna. It is Krishna's Naam, Vigraha, Swarup, Teen Ak Rup, Chaitanya, Chaitanya Mita said. Krishna's Swarup, what Krishna is, his constitutional position, and his form. the Vigraha and his name, all same, non-different. So chant in front of it. Maybe also Tulsi, but Prabhupada said in front of it. Devotee has experience. Let me make a short story. One day, early days, devotee is thinking that today is Sunday, I want to do feast. Kitchen in charge, head cook. He is more or less, he is cutting sabji, he is cooking, he is bringing shopping, everything. He is in charge. But the temple treasurer, he said, I don't have money, I can't give you. I can't give. It's all allotted money. This is budget there. What can you do? He is chanting. Offering 12 o'clock. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Kitchen in charge. Class is over 9 o'clock. So 9 to 11, at least by 11:30, 11:15, we have to make the preparation ready. All the preparation. He's saying so many items we'll make. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. 9, 10:15, 10:15, 10:30. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. 10:45. Who is knocking? One man. Please come. Come out. There is a matador van. Open the van. Storehouse of all. 2 crates of milk. And basket full of varieties of fruits. Mangoes as Krishna is smiling. And the flowers of lotus as Krishna is smiling. Quickly get up. Take small pieces. Each item, make 8, 9 preparations, so many fireplaces, ask others, give help. By 12, little bit before, 1 or 2 will be over. Ready. About to Krishna, curtain closed. Jagannath, Krishna, come up. Is it? He may know, he may be there. This is experience, one temple. Many devotees have got the same experience. One temple has got so many devotees experience this. Kitchen in charge. Who did this? That is the answer to your what you say. Does it make sense? Right. So solve your problem. Chant in front of deity. Why is this? How could it happen? You chant in front of deity. You see Bhagavad Gita. If this way doesn't work, this way. If this way doesn't work, that one of them will work. What do you think? Who is in touch with Nrisimhadeva? And everybody is making flower garland, tulsi leaf. Observe. Why? Must be getting something. I don't do. Why? Must be getting some rasa. No? He is smiling. That means he is approving. Mahaprasad. The ant will come. Somebody should feed it.
He's practical.
You can take an ant.